You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the new Sesame Ginger Glazed Chicken Signature Wrap. How would you like it?
I'll take a...
Sports announcer at home?
Yeah, how'd you...
We just know.
My wife picks up the new signature wrap. It's got double the rotisserie-style chicken mixed with a sesame ginger glaze. She appears annoyed at me, but she shrugs it off. Those sweet and savory flavors are calling her name. She lifts the wrap and... She takes the bite! Incredible! And now she's closing the door on my... Subway, make it what you want.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. Double meat basement, average 6-inch sub.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle and here is my spout.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
KLRN Radio has advertising rates available. We have rates to fit almost any budget. Contact us at advertising@klrnradio.com.
The following program contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
It's time now for the Conservative Curmudgeon Radio Show. Now, here's Grouchy.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome back. We are actually starting to get our little butts in a pattern here on Wednesday nights again at KLRN Radio. That would be America's podcast network for those of you scoring at home.
You're jinxing us.
It is great to be back with you. And let's see. Programming note, no red wine tonight. No America off the rails tonight unless a miracle happens, but you will get a Robinson and Amish and Robinson, something like, you know, Dust Bowl and Butter Churn show after me. So just a back-to-back home run situation tonight. No grand slam, but we're working on that again. So bear with us. We'll get there. And like I said, it's great to be back with you. We've done this, what, 3 weeks in a row now, Rick?
Yeah, we're setting a record, but you know, saying things like that out loud kind of starts jinxing us. So be careful.
Well, so all we got to do is bring back next week, and then we have a toxic masculinity on the last Wednesday of the month. So we're looking pretty good. I hope that somebody is working on finding a babe for toxic, but you know.
I got nothing.
Don't wait too long to ask for help if you need it. We can make something happen. So anyway, as I told you last week, we had a story that we didn't get to. We carried it over to this week because it was a little bit lengthy. It was longer than what we had time left for. So we're going to have that in tonight's program. And let's see, I guess pull the string and let's get this thing started. A number of U.S. homicides... Well, a number of cities in the U.S. had homicides increase 29.4% from 2019 to 2020. Woo! That's a lot. A lot of cities at 29.4%. That doesn't make any sense, Seymour. Your notes are terrible right off the bat. Get under the desk. He's so much trouble. And you know, really, I mean, I feed him. What more could he ask for? I give him steak 'em. I mean, God, good help. So hard to find, especially these days when there's over 10 million jobs available in the country and people are actually quitting in record numbers. Quitting. I don't get it. Anyway, let's get back to it. Although the number of U.S. homicides increased 29.4% from 2019 to 2020, many cities are continuing to implement a variety of quote-unquote police reforms, including reducing budgets or defunding the police in different ways. According to the FBI, there was an estimated 21,570 homicides in 2020, up from 16,669 in 2019, and that is a 29.4% increase. For the first time in 4 years, the estimated number of violent crimes in the nation increased when compared with the previous year's statistics. For some specifics, there were approximately 500 murders in New York City in 2020, up from 319 in 2019. In Los Angeles, there were 381, up from 258 the previous year. Also, in Chicago, 771 murders in 2020, up from 500 in 2019. And despite these numbers, state-level police reforms were signed in California and put into effect also in Maryland last week. These reforms both restricted the police officers' abilities while in the field and added layers of bureaucracy to regulate misconduct allegations and incidents. Police groups in both states oppose the laws, arguing that the additional requirements impede the ability of officers to operate in the field. Now, back to California, passing police reform legislation in 2019, their violent crime rates significantly increased in 2020, homicide 31%, an 8% increase in aggravated assaults. Clyde Boatwright, president of the Maryland State Fraternal Order of Police, told a CBS news station locally there how police reforms were hurting recruitment. He said, "We don't have people warming up in the bullpen ready to come into the game. It does not exist now because this profession is so unattractive to our young people. This is an all-time low, and every police department is struggling to hire or keep people hired. Austin, Texas enacted a new policy that discourages citizens from calling 911 unless they are in immediate grave danger." Now, I get that's probably the initial intent of 911, but that's kind of like saying, you know, if you're in a car wreck, don't call 911. Well, that's what people do. That's what people are used to doing. That's what police departments have promoted people to do for years. That kind of thing. Are you robbed? Call 911. But, you know, again, Austin overwhelmed by the increase in crime and the decrease in law enforcement officers, just like other cities, Chicago, Los Angeles, Baltimore, Houston, Miami, Minneapolis. There's a theme there. There's a theme. Can anybody else figure it out in the chat room? Anybody else seeing the theme in those cities? Let's see. Here, Rooster says, I live in Maryland and I despise Baltimore. I don't blame you, Rooster. I've been to Baltimore. I was on a base there locally, so I didn't get to see a whole lot of Baltimore, but parts that I saw were not very attractive. I know they keep the waterfront real clean down at the park and the yards and things like that, but some of the places you got to go through to get there are not so friendly looking. Hey, there's Mike. Mike hit the nail on the head with the theme. That's right. Democrat strongholds. Democrat strongholds. Oh, that was Mike. Sorry, Rooster. I just saw him say, right, Rooster. Okay, I get it now. I get it now. Sorry, I'm trying to look at my notes and the chat room. Go gentle on me. Chat lives matter until I get pissed off. Remember that. So anyway, lots of problems with police, keeping police officers on staff, employed, willing to work. And, you know, when you just stand in their way and make their job harder, it's not going to help things at all. You're enabling criminals, which is, you know, like I said, Minneapolis, staffing issues, short more than 200 officers, according to their police chief and their union head. He says it's getting worse. We're losing cops daily, and it's not just Minneapolis. Homicide increase 73% in Minneapolis from 2019 to 2020, according to their reported data. Minneapolis residents, regardless, are poised to vote in to approve a ballot measure that would abolish the police departments completely and replace it with a community-focused Department of Public Safety. I'm sure that's going to go over well when the shooting starts. You know, I just don't think these people get it, or either they get it all so well that they're going Cloward Piven 120% straight ahead. That's the only thing I can think of, really. I mean, it's just not a good idea. It's not. And the numbers are bearing it out already, and they're ignoring it. It's not science. It's data. It's better than science because it's hard data. There's nothing to be proved or disproved about it. Homicide rate increase in Minneapolis of 73% year over year. I don't even care if their number is like 100. That is an incredible increase. So anyway, that's what's going on with crime, police around the country. Stay locked and loaded, know your laws, know when to pull it, know when to use it. And by God, if you got to use it to the best of your ability. So anyway, we've all been hearing about this new bank regulation and, you know, $600 threshold on transactions. $600 during the year. You know, I still don't have all the details of how it's supposed to work. I don't know if this is going to be an aggregate thing where they just run a report at the end of the year. And if there's a number 600 or greater, it gets reported. I don't know if it's supposed to happen each and every time. All that's still to be hammered out in Congress. But the banking industry already stepping up saying they intend to fight a federal government proposal that would mandate broad new reporting to the IRS on all business and personal accounts. A coalition of several different financial industry trade organizations mailed a letter to members of Congress expressing their opposition to a proposal under consideration as part of the reconciliation package that would require financial institutions to track and submit to the IRS information on the inflows and outflows of every account above a threshold of $600 during the year. While the stated goal of this vast data collection is to uncover tax dodging by the wealthy, this proposal is not remotely targeted to that purpose or that population. So said the letter that was sent to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy in the House, and to your Senate Majority Leader and Senate Minority Leader. In addition to the significant privacy concerns, it would create a tremendous liability for all affected parties by requiring the collection of financial information for nearly every American without proper explanation of how the IRS will store, protect, and use this enormous trove of personal financial information. Although budget reconciliation is one of the few legislative vehicles that can pass the Congress by a simple majority vote without the prospect of a Senate filibuster, banking industry representatives believe they still have a chance to stop the additional IRS reporting measure. You know what else it does, too, that I haven't heard anybody except for Chris and Dana Lash talk about is that it creates a backdoor gun registry, because when you buy your firearm for more than $600, they're going to know where you spent that money. They're going to know basically what you got, and they will know that you are armed.
Not technically. They couldn't just pull the cash out and then buy the gun that way.
Well, I mean, you could. You could go that route. And I think what you're going to see is a lot of people are going to move to keeping a lot of cash on hand and not dealing with banks if this goes through. And then the banking industry is going to crumble because they won't have money to earn interest on. And it's a giant domino effect. I mean, yeah, unless you pay cash, JC in the chat room hitting on it too. Yes, money appearing from nowhere. I see that. I'm not keeping up with the conversation fully in the chat room, but yeah, millionaires getting around taxes with a series of $600 transactions. Sure. Yeah, of course they are, right? No, look, really, the purpose of this, and you want to know the truth and get down to the matter of it, the real purpose of this is to go after the millions of tip workers and gig workers in this country, because they deal in a lot of cash transactions that don't get reported. And that's what this comes down to. They think that there are billions of dollars out there that can be taxed still. And this is their way to go after it. Now, again, if I were a tip worker or a gig worker, that money would never see a bank. I can secure my money in my house in a way that would keep it safe, even if somebody broke in. I have ways. So I wouldn't be terribly worried about that. But yes, if they're after the millionaires and the billionaires, this is not the way to do it. So, the measures being considered by lawmakers to generate more tax revenue to pay for the administration's proposed $3.5 trillion reconciliation plan. But I thought the cost was zero. If the actual cost is zero, why do we need to generate more revenue to pay for it? Just something to ponder. The idea is that requiring banks to expand the information they will report to the IRS will give the government more tools to crack down on tax dodgers. Louise Ryan, general counsel for Pennsylvania Bankers Association in Harrisburg, said this proposal will undermine efforts to reach vulnerable populations and unbanked households because privacy concerns are cited as one of the top reasons individuals choose not to open bank accounts and be part of the financial system. One of the main reasons people don't have a bank account is they don't trust the banking system, Ryan said. She said it's still unclear if the proposal calls for all individual transactions over $600 to be reported, or if it means the total inflows and outflows for the year exceeding $600, which would take about a day or two for most people. This will be very concerning to customers to have this level of transaction data going to the IRS, she said. The vast majority of taxpayers pay exactly what they should, quote unquote, their fair share. I still haven't seen anything from anybody that defines a percentage of what a fair share of taxes to the government should be. You know, this country went to war when they went from 3% to 5% on taxes. So let that serve as a reminder of where your head ought to be. Duncan Campbell, president and CEO of the Pennsylvania Bankers Association, said in a September 10th letter to members of the Pennsylvania delegation to the House of Representatives that implementing the rule would be a tremendous undertaking, especially for community banks that often depend on third-party service providers for their system updates. The reporting system would need to apply across most, if not all, bank products, including many that do not currently require any IRS reporting, and consequently do not even have the baseline analytical and reporting infrastructure needed to support this type of inquiry. That's an excellent point. It's an excellent point. You know, you got things like IRAs, you know, bond purchasing, all that stuff that you go through a bank with, if you go that route. This is where he's talking. And you know, again, unless you withdraw the cash, if you do an online purchase of a firearm across state lines and you have to have it shipped to an FFL, the government's going to know that you bought a firearm. And they're really not supposed to know that. It's none of their business. They can know you have a license for one, but they don't have to know you have one. I know people that have a license and keep it, but they haven't bought a firearm yet. They're going to, but they haven't yet, and they've had their license for a couple of years now. Just a matter of being prepared. So anyway, all good stuff. All good stuff. I hate we ended here. Man, we're going to have to stop in the middle of this, I guess. We'll see. Okay. As we move, golf. Well, who's talking golf? Let's talk golf. chat room is busy tonight, man. Y'all, you guys are buzzing in there. That's great. I love seeing it. Absolutely love seeing it. Shoot. Look at that chat room. Man, there's a lot of folks in here. Okay. So anyway, U.S. consumers are going to spend a whole lot more to heat their homes this winter than they did last year due to surging energy prices. And Rick and I were actually talking about this before we came on the air tonight. Down here where I live on the Gulf, winters are usually mostly mild, and we get comfortable temperatures. Most of the time, you can just kick your windows open and not run the air conditioner, and it's beautiful. We do have some cold snaps where you actually have to engage the heater. But like I was telling Rick, I said some winters I'll go my monthly power bill over the course of, let's just say, December, January, February might be $50-$60 a month because it'll be that mild. And that's not to say that it doesn't get cool, but, you know, you can throw a blanket on the bed for overnight and, you know, you get up to about 65 degrees during the day. There's no reason to really run the air conditioner. You know, so like I said, there are some cold snaps. I've had snow on Christmas Day before down here. I've had Christmas Day in the 80s. So you never know what you're going to get down here. It truly is a moving target from week to week. You just can't ever know. But again, spiking energy prices, the U.S. Energy Information Administration projected in its winter outlook last week. Energy prices have risen sharply worldwide, causing power crunches in large communities or large economies like China and India. The United States has so far not seen that same effect, even though the prices of fuels ranging from natural gas to heating oil and propane have risen notably and will hit household finances as the weather turns colder. The main reason wholesale prices of natural gas, crude oil, and petroleum products have risen is that fuel demand has increased from recent lows faster than supply, in part because of economic recovery. I haven't noticed a recovery yet. I wish they'd quit calling it that. After the first year of COVID-19, said the EIA, consumers this year will spend more to heat their homes than they did last year. And they are estimating, get this, a 54% increase in natural gas prices for heating and cooking this winter. Roughly the same for heating oil. So unless you're running a heat pump, you're kind of screwed. So I know that's starting to become a thing out in California. They're trying to move people to build new houses with heat pumps. You know, some people are resistant to them. I happen to have a heat pump in my house, and, you know, it works really well. I mean, I don't know if that's a product of the climate where I'm at versus where somebody else is, how the difference would be that it works. I honestly don't know. When I lived in Virginia, I was on natural gas with central air, so it was a very different ball game. And just the heat and humidity here in the summertime, the way the heat pump works, it really handles that well. I was telling Rick, in the roughest of summer months, which is August here normally, July can get pretty bad and September can stay pretty bad, but August is really the heat of the year for this area. And at the high end, I pay about $175 a month, and I run my air at 68 degrees. And it's a, you know, 2,200 square foot house. So, you know, for whatever that's worth, the heat pump really, really works well. Yes, I see the chant. I see the flag. That's nice, Mike. I like that. The only thing I would say is the colors are almost too much like the POWMIA. Maybe you could change the coloring up a little bit, make it look more like a commie flag. I mean, really, that's what they are. They're just Marxist, communist, socialist, whatever you want to call it. It all wraps up in the same burrito, you know, for whatever reason. But, yeah, so if you live in an area anyway that that uses heating oil or natural gas for your heat this winter, pucker your butt up because it's about to get ripped. And that is pretty much the large and small of that. You know, whatever you want to do to get you there, get you past it. I was talking to somebody today. I don't know if he's in the chat room or not, but I saw he said he went under a pre-purchase contract with his gas company. And then he actually saw the article before the show today and was talking to me about the spike. And he said that he was secure because he had actually locked his price in before that was announced. And he said he's going to call next week and just act normal and ask about a new contract to secure heating oil or natural gas and see what the price difference is compared to what he got. And then he also said he would share with me his first bill that showed his savings had he not gone under a pre-purchase contract. So we got that to look forward to in the future. Hopefully he has a decent winter where he's at so that we can see, you know, I don't want it to be brutal, but I want him to be able to get the most out of his pre-purchase contract. So that works out for him. I'm hoping, fingers crossed. That's what we did for our propane. Yeah. Hey, that's a great idea, Mike. I mean, really, if you can lock it in the fall for a certain price for the winter, man, before they announce increases like this, they'll lose their butts trying to service those contracts. I guarantee you. And, don't let them shake you either, because the increases were so sharp. Well, you know, maybe you shouldn't have offered that contract then, but, All good. Okay, we're at the bottom of the hour. This worked out actually pretty well, I think. So we're going to go ahead and spin up a break. And about 3.5-4 minutes. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about some other stuff. And who knows? We might even have somebody recruiting the show for a possible guest spot tonight. We'll talk about that when we get back to just ever so briefly. Not a whole lot to say about it yet, but just that I got the little pink heart. So anyway, go get your drinks refilled, stretch your legs, and get your butt back in your seat. We'll see you in about 4.
You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for the new Sesame Ginger Glazed Chicken Signature Wrap. How would you like it?
I'll take a...
Sports announcer at home?
Yeah, how'd you...
We just know.
My wife picks up the new Signature Wrap. It's got double the rotisserie-style chicken mix with a sesame ginger glaze. She appears annoyed at me, but she shrugs it off. Those sweet and savory flavors are calling her name. She lifts the wrap and... She takes the bite! Incredible! And now she's closing the door on my... Subway, make it what you want.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. Double meat, basement, average 6-inch sub.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle and here is my spout.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
KLRN Radio has advertising rates available. We have rates to fit almost any budget. Contact us at advertising@klrnradio.com.
In uncertain times, we could use someone to lean on. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma will stand by you with plan options to fit your budget. If you've recently lost your job, had a baby, or moved, you can still get the healthcare coverage you and your family need. Financial help may be available for those who qualify. Call 855-452-BLUE or visit hereforyouok.com to see if you're eligible to enroll. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma, a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a Mutual Legal Reserve Company.
Ready to stand out? Army ROTC prepares you not only as a college student, but as a strong leader, allowing you to earn the rank of second lieutenant. You will be eligible for full tuition, merit-based scholarships, and develop leadership skills essential for your future. Start strong and enhance your college experience. Visit your campus Army ROTC representative today. To find out how you can earn up to a full tuition scholarship, visit goarmy.com/podcast to locate your closest ROTC program today. Army officers inspire strength in others. Paid for by the United States Army.
Not to be a backseat driver, but can you say for sure you got the best monthly payment possible on your auto loan? Could it be that you might have gotten a better deal by shopping the loan at a few places and have a lower car payment? Next time, before you go car shopping, visit Communication Federal Credit Union first. Our auto loan experts will find you a perfect loan and get you the lowest monthly payment we can. Communication Federal, your auto loan experts. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The following program contains coarse language and adult themes. Listen. I got, I've got that silver tongue. I've got that silver, silver tongue. Drives you into delirium. Got, that silver, got that silver tongue like. I'm addicted to madness, but what can I say?
Right, yeah, I get grooving with the bumper music, man. I have the best music consultant in the business. I don't care what anybody says, hands down, absolutely the best. I have a feeling maybe we'll start looking to change some stuff up maybe in another year, but right now I'm still digging the music, so I'm letting it ride. We got cool stuff front, middle, and back of the show. It's all great stuff. Like I said, best in the business. Welcome back to the Conservative Curmudgeon Show. I'm your freaking grouchy host. And as a programming reminder, right here tonight on KLRN Radio, America's podcast network, you got me, and then you get Amish and Robinson. Robinson Amish. Whatever.
Robinson and Horty. You're supposed to throw the insult in there, sir.
One of them's yin to the other one's yang. I don't get in those games, so.
oh, yeah,
Horty,
you do. Don't
as he's
lie.
Known
don't
because
lie.
He does like about 17 shows and.
No, he's known as Horty because of his time behind Circle K.
Well, but that doesn't make him Horty. That makes somebody else Horty.
I don't know. When you've been there as long as he has, he's kind of become a fixture.
Well, that's true. He's got a bigger footprint than the dumpster back there. So
at this point, Horty's been down on everything, including the Titanic.
Wow. Hey, that was not me, Horty. That was not me. Seriously, though, top of the hour, Amish and Robinson, or Robinson and Horty, however you want to call it, those two guys are going to be on. I don't think Rick's going to pull an America off the rails tonight. His voice is still giving him some trouble, so we're going to let him slide another week, but he's going to have to get his butt in gear soon.
I'm trying, dude.
He's going to press my mute button and disconnect me here if I keep going. But
no, I'll just make you start sounding like Minnie Mouse because I can do that again, too.
Well, I mean, I can do that on my own. I don't need you.
I mean, we all know you can, but that's beside the point. It's more fun if I do it and you don't realize.
Oh, okay. I got you. So I don't know it's being done. I got you. All right. Anyway, you folks may have noticed there's a little bit of a labor issue going on in this country right now. We've got the third month in a row of abysmal jobs reports, missing the mark by 68% last month, 71% the month before. It wasn't quite that bad 3 months ago. It was only like 59%. But still, I mean, just not even making half of the projection for 3 months in a row. And, you know, granted, the president himself is not out there job creating. That's not his job. But his policies do either make it difficult, make it hard, or affect no change at all on the status quo. Since our current president, Silver Alert, has taken office back in January, his policies have made it very difficult to hire people. We know a lot of the reasons why, but the issue that has people scratching their heads right now is the record number of people that are quitting their jobs. So more than 500,000 healthcare workers quit their jobs in August amid a surge of the surge of Delta variant COVID-19 cases, according to a report from the Labor Department. In a job openings and labor turnover survey by the Bureau of Labor Statistics released yesterday, data showed that in August, the number of people who quit increased to 4.3 million, the highest on record since December of 2000. 534,000 healthcare workers quit their jobs in August, up from about 404,000 during the same month in 2020. The numbers suggest healthcare workers handed in their resignations in droves, fueling ongoing concerns of staffing shortages as the Delta variant caused hospitalizations to soar across the U.S. over the summer. You know, it wasn't as bad as they made it sound. Was it bad? Yes. Not saying it wasn't. Not as bad as they make it sound is not saying that it wasn't bad. The number of people who quit also rose the most in the South and Midwest, the government said. The two regions with the worst COVID outbreaks in August. About 892,000 people quit their jobs in hotels, bars, and restaurants, up about 21% from July, and almost twice as many as in August 2020. About 721,000 Americans quit retail jobs. On Friday, the government said job gains were weak for a second straight. It was the third straight month in September, with only 194,000 jobs added. Though the unemployment rate fell to 4.8% from 5.2%. And there are a lot of factors that go into that. We're not going to go that deep into it. So Friday's hiring figure is a net total after quits, retirements, and layoffs are taken into account. Tuesday's report showed hiring slowed in August, while the number of jobs available fell to 10.4 million from a record high of 11.1 million in July, which means that roughly 700,000 people, July, August, and September, 700,000 jobs over 3 months. That was the projection for September alone. So the largest decrease in job openings included healthcare and social assistance, the figure showed. The data is not likely to have picked up the impact of vaccine mandates yet. President Biden announced last month new federal vaccine requirements for as many as 100 million Americans, private sector employees, as well as healthcare workers and federal contractors. There are a myriad lawsuits ready to be filed. The reason they have not been filed yet is because there is no official mandate of any kind yet. This was the sneaky thing that Biden did. He announced a mandate, and then he has not done anything. There's no executive order. There's nothing out there to say there is an official mandate of any kind yet. Is it coming? They say it's going to come through OSHA so that he doesn't have to put his name on it. This is exactly what I would expect of a coward who's trying to tyrannically run a country that overwhelmingly disapproves of what he's doing. And you can see that. We talked about his poll numbers last week. They are abysmal, and that's being generous. Even a lot of Democrats are bailing on him now, and they say that the largest group bailing on him are Black Americans. So that's definitely not helping his cause. And having Kamala as his right hand is not enough to keep them on board. So you're seeing the crux of it now. I mean, this is, we're not going to get any better real soon. I can tell you now, the best we can hope for, the absolute, well, not the absolute, but the absolute best would be to take the House and the Senate. But what we can really hope for, realistically, is to take the House or the Senate and then just gridlock the rest of his presidency. I mean, really, that gridlock would be great at this point if we could just stop him. That would be a win. So anyway, that's where we are with employment. The mandates are really, they're starting to go into effect like right now. Some of them went into effect Monday, Tuesday, and I think some even started back on Friday. But this is, we're getting into the deadlines. I think somebody extended it until like December 8th or November 8th, something like that. Haven't checked into all that. We had a federal judge in New York ruled that there will now be religious and other objections allowed to the vaccine mandate. So, you know, that's going to be appealed because that Hochul, I guess that's her name is Hochul. I don't know. The one that took Cuomo's place, the lieutenant governor that stepped up. I think she's nuttier than he is. But she's the one that claimed that there were no religious exemptions because she had spoken to all the religious leaders and they indicated that there were none. Yeah, well, that is not the case. So, and we also have a Catholic archdiocese coming out telling Catholic soldiers that they have religious grounds to deny the vaccine in the military. I don't know how that's going to play out. I guess we'll have to wait and see. That's a whole different ballgame when you're starting to talk about federal service, because you basically belong to them. But being that it's such a sissified version of what it used to be, they'll probably just turn them out of the military and let them go. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, next up. Millions of retirees on Social Security are about to get a 5.9% boost in benefits for 2022. And factually speaking, this is the biggest cost of living adjustment in 39 years, following a burst in inflation as the economy struggles to shake off everything that's going on. The COLA, as it's commonly called, that's a cost of living adjustment, amounts to $92 a month for the average retired worker, according to estimates released Wednesday. That marks an abrupt break from a long lull in inflation that saw cost of living adjustments averaging just 1.65% a year over the last 10 years. Now, with the increase, the estimated average Social Security payment for a retired worker will be $1,657 a month. A typical couple's benefit would rise by $154 to $2,753 per month. It goes pretty quickly, retiree Cliff Rumsey said, of the cost of living increases he's seen. After a career in sales for a leading steel manufacturer, Rumsey lives near Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. He provides at-home care for his wife of nearly 60 years, who has advanced Alzheimer's disease. Rumsey said that he has noted price increases for food, wages paid to caregivers who occasionally spell him, and personal care products for his wife, not to mention energy costs. The COLA affects household budget for about 1 in 5 Americans. That includes Social Security recipients, disabled veterans, and federal retirees, nearly 70 million people in all. For baby boomers who embarked on retirement within the last 15 years, this will be the biggest increase they've seen. It's going to be welcome, said analyst Mary Johnson of the nonpartisan Senior Citizens League advocacy group. But what we are hearing is that even with the COLA, buying power will still be eroded because price increases are still going up. And if you remember last week, we talked about what those consumer forecasters were saying. They said that you can look for increases to continue and for product shortages to continue for at least 18 to 24 months and possibly even longer. The other downside to this, with a 5.9% cost of living increase, comes a 7% increase in Medicare. So right off the bat, they're chipping away at your money. And policymakers say the COLA was designed as a safeguard to protect Social Security benefits against the loss of purchasing power in an ever-changing economy and not a pay bump for retirees. About half of seniors live in households where Social Security benefits provide at least 50% of their income, and one quarter rely on their monthly payment for all or nearly all of their earnings. Regardless of the size of the COLA, you never want to minimize the importance of it, said retirement policy expert Charles Blauhaus, a former public trustee helping to oversee Social Security and Medicare finances. What people are able to purchase is very profoundly affected by the number that comes out, and we're talking the necessities of living in many cases. This year's Social Security trustees report amplified warnings about the long-range financial stability of the program, but there's little talk about fixes in Congress with lawmakers' attention consumed by President Silver Alert's massive domestic agenda legislation and partisan machinations over the national debt. Social Security cannot be addressed through the budget reconciliation process Democrats are attempting to use to deliver Biden's promises. But Social Security's turn will come, said Representative John Larson, a Democrat from Connecticut, who is chairman of the House Social Security Subcommittee and author of legislation to tackle looming shortfalls that would leave the program unable to pay full benefits in less than 15 years. His bill would raise payroll taxes while also changing the COLA formula to give more weight to health care expenses and other costs that weigh more heavily on the elderly. Larson said he intends to press ahead with that legislation after the first of the year. This one-time shot of COLA is not the antidote, he said, although Biden's domestic package includes a major expansion of Medicare to cover dental, hearing, and vision. Larson said he hears from constituents that seniors are feeling neglected by Democrats. Look, the whole country is neglected by Democrats because they don't give a shit about anything except getting your vote in a ballot box. So they will promise you whatever you want to hear them promise to get that, and then they'll put the knife in your back, sever your spine, and laugh at you and tell you how ungrateful you are. In town halls and teletown halls, they're saying, we are really happy with what you did on the child tax. See, this is such a lie. Retirees don't give a crap about what they did with the child tax credit. 1 in 20, maybe. Maybe 1 in 20. Ah. you know, and Larson said in a midterm election, this is a very important constituency. The constituency is important in every election, moron. That's who you answer to. Fortunate for you, the majority of them seem to be ignorant and have misplaced their trust in politicians instead of their freedom and their rights. The COLA is only one part of the annual financial equation for seniors. An announcement about Medicare's Part B premium for outcare patient or outpatient care is expected soon. That came out. It increased about 7%. And right now, the Part B premium is $148.50 a month. And the Medicare trustees report estimated a $10 increase. It's probably going to be a little light. It's probably going to be closer to $12 or maybe even $13. Still, it all adds up. Economist Marilyn Moon, who also served as public trustee for Social Security and Medicare, said she believes the current spurt of inflation is an adjustment to highly unusual economic circumstances, and the pattern of restraint on prices will reassert itself with time. Yeah, how many years? When you've got consumer goods forecasters telling you it's going to be 2, possibly even 3 years. Policymakers should not delay getting to work on retirement programs. They need to fix Social Security. They need to quit abdicating their responsibilities and fix this program for the long haul, because we're all still paying into it. And if we're paying into it, we should be able to benefit from it later in life, like it's intended to. So, Walgreens closing 5 stores in San Francisco due to ongoing organized retail crime. Isn't it a shame that businesses have to shutter because the local governments or state governments are siding with the criminals instead of the people that provide jobs and tax revenue to them? Isn't that a shame? Just a damn shame. And leave it to California, of course, San Francisco. If I were Walgreens, I'd shutter them all. I would absolutely just shutter them all and just put my middle finger in the air and walk out. Anyway, okay, enough with the ranting and raving. You know, we like to end on a positive note. So here we go. When a Michigan police officer pulled over an elderly man for speeding, he likely had no idea that he would be at the man's house later helping set up a TV for his family. Sterling Heights Police Department released a video of the September 30th traffic stop last Wednesday. It happened on Mount Road and 18 and a half mile road. In the video, Officer Ken Coates makes contact with a driver who police identified as David, 79 years old. Coates asked David what was going on. "Everything's going wrong," David said, looking visibly distraught. He was choking back tears as he told the officer that his wife is in bad health and their adult son is mentally ill. He told the officer he was upset because he bought a new TV for his wife to make her happy, but he was having trouble hooking it up. "I really try to drive right," David told the officer, "but I bought this new TV today and I wanted to make my wife happy, and now I can't get it hooked up." Coates let David off with a warning and told him that he would stop by his home later that evening to help set up the TV. About an hour later, Coates and two other officers, we're just going to say Officer Remy because there's no way I could pronounce that last name without butchering it, and Officer Jeremy, who also has a similar but different name that I would butcher trying to say, arrived at David's house, and the three of them proceeded to set up the TV and show him how to navigate across the channels and use the remote. David told the officers he's not technically savvy, and had it not been for them, he would not have been able to do this on his own. Lieutenant Mario Bastianelli praised Coates and the other officers for doing an outstanding job and said, "I think the world needs a little bit more of these kinds of acts of kindness. It was a great showing of a lot of what law enforcement does across the nation day to day that doesn't get publicized. We're very proud of our officers for stepping outside the box and going above and beyond what they normally do to help our citizens. And that, gentlemen, is the good story of the week. And with that, the end of the show. That's it. If you like it, tell your friends. If you don't like it, who cares? But if your friends like it, you need new ones. But they and you are welcome here with me every Wednesday night on KLRN Radio, America's podcast network. Be cool. I'm the Grouch.
I hate this place. Nothing works here. The medication don't work. I've been here for 7 years.
To us.